motley band had trekked for many days past the borders of North Archaea, seeking the capital of the mountainous realm of Taria. Dragons scouted ahead, but could not bear heavy loads, such as the tribute they had brought to renew the old alliance. Driving off brigands who sought to lighten their load, the heroes at last reached the plateau that they had sought. Tired and exhausted, they staggered to the city gates and begged for an audience with the realm's mighty lord.
We seek the dragon king of Taria.
As was foretold in the Codex Draconica. Bowing low in the Great Hall, the heroes told of the evil fate that had befallen Archaea. Listening to their tale, the king fanned his mighty wings, and the roof of the hall opened up for him to take flight. Through his arcane arts, the Dragon King vanished into the distance, flying faster than the scouts of Archaea could hope to match. As the Grey Dragon torched yet another town, the king bared his claws, and with a great roar, the two mighty dragons poised to do battle. Has wisdom from beyond the furthest star, as was foretold in the Codex Draconica. At last, the great dragon lay with a foot upon his throat as the Dragon King stared grimly into the eyes of his dread foe. One bite or blow from a dragon blade was all it would take to sever the neck and end his evil forever. Yet the Dragon King saw that his foe merely sought justice for the wrongs of the dragon hunters who had slain his family. If that past could be undone, he would have no cause to turn rogue. The Dragon King uttered a mighty spell. Save in dreams of a past that had never happened.